So you have come here for information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We dug up a lot of good dirt.
On My Talk.
Listen and learn.
Just a quick note, everything is better with cream cheese. Just want to say that.
Testify,
ooh,
girl.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Amen. I got really excited about him saying cream cheese was on sale.
Yeah.
All right. On to serious stuff. The esteemed TV journalism career of Charlie Rose collapsed under the weight of sexual harassment allegations yesterday, leaving a void in the CBS This Morning show. He was let go by CBS as well as PBS. This is 24 hours after the Washington Post published a report detailing the account of eight women who worked at PBS.
Yes. It looks like there's more, too.
Yes. So I think we've all heard about this. It is the right decision to let him go. Sad that we had no idea that he was leading really a double life.
Uh-huh.
When you get down to it.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of them were interns.
Yes. Oh. Okay, Gisele Bündchen, she hasn't been keeping up with Kendall Jenner. She's 37. I can't believe she's just 37. Seems like she's been around forever.
Yeah. But she probably has been. I mean, modeling careers start very, very,
very true.
Early.
Right. So she used to hold the title since 2002 of the highest paid model in the world, the number one spot according to Forbes. But now it's Kendall Jenner. She made $22 million this last year.
Wow.
It's just, you know, with endorsements and the show. And
it all adds up.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yes.
It's certainly not just stomping the runway.
Yes. Wow. And they also mentioned that the aftermath of her tone-deaf Pepsi commercial didn't seem to have a negative effect on her bank account.
People forgot about it right away.
And she really felt bad about that and apologized later. I really felt like that was sincere, that she was just like, when people took it that way and she was cringing and saw the end result of it, she was like, I just don't know what to say. I'm so sorry.
I thought it'd be fun. And
right.
I kind of feel like a lot of their gaffes are because of the world and the bubble that they live in. It really doesn't occur to them that people would be offended.
Yeah.
And then we go, why are you putting your face on this poster with Tupac or making it? And they're like, what? You think that's bad? Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're right.
We also know that she didn't write it and that there were people higher up that had to, you know, approve of it. And so.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy Teigen has another baby in her belly.
Yay.
She let her daughter Luna help announce it to the world. She posted a video Tuesday and asked Luna, what's in there? Referring to her stomach. Luna's a smart kid. And she said, it's a baby.
Aww.
She also captioned it, it's John's. Like she's surprised. It's great. Rumors have been swirling that she was pregnant after showing what many called a baby bump earlier this month. Aww. And her husband, John Legend, seemed to confirm the news on Twitter.
Aww.
It's official. Yes.
Very cute.
And then other news, we've talked about this all morning. David Cassidy passed away at age 67 of organ failure, and he will be missed. A teen heartthrob from the 1970s and on the Partridge Family, of course. Yes.
Right.
All right. Meek Mill isn't letting prison bars crush his holiday spirit when it comes to traditional Thanksgiving turkey giveaways. Sources say that his family and friends plan to continue his annual Dreamcatchers Thanksgiving for Philadelphia families. They are going to be giving out 1,000 turkeys today to 4 different organizations.
That's really awesome.
Cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is awesome. I had no idea he did that. And on TV, let's see. Yeah, tomorrow we have the Lions and the Vikings are playing for Thanksgiving.
Woo-hoo,
for football.
Score!
Yes. And don't forget about that Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that we all enjoy.
Right.
And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Thank you for the update, honey.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Report back to me in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
That's a good question that I think retired NBA star Ray Allen, his family is asking, what about us?
I know. His life got complicated. Fast.
Yeah, this is quite a catfishing story that we've got coming up. That's Miss Shannon in for Jason Matheson today. He's not feeling great still, so he's home resting. Welcome back. 8:06, Thanksgiving Eve on your Wednesday. Getting stuff done, hopefully. We're with you. Lots of laughs all day today. Right back into hot topics, including this catfishing story that just I've always thought Ray Allen was an upstanding guy.
Yeah, well, this is turning out that there were some things that were in the closet. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man, tell us all about it.
Could retired, be multiple closets.
Yes, retired NBA star and occasional actor, Ray Allen. And so he recently got an emergency motion against this guy named Bryant Coleman because he says that Coleman had pretended to be a number of attractive women interested in Ray Allen. So he ended up and eventually involved with this person that had been, in his opinion, creating fake profiles on social media to try and trick someone. And so he was doing all of this stuff and he ended up interacting with Ray Allen. And then all this stuff got involved. They ended up having some interactions. Ray Allen has admitted that he had engaged with him and then paid him some money to keep all of this quiet and had a deal going on with this guy. The guy breached the deal and has been, this is Ray Allen's side of the story, that Ray, he breached the deal and then he's been posting pictures of Ray's wife and his children and his dogs and his family and all these other things and that he would post them, you know, and so he was doing all of these things and basically tagging Ray in them and stalking him. So that's why Ray went to, ended up going to court for the whole thing.
Wow.
Now, the guy's version of the story is that...
Well, so Ray Allen, real quick, though, he's saying that he had relations, but not actual physical relations.
Correct.
He's talking about messages.
Right.
Oh, yeah, just...
And then in order to make those go away...
talking to women.
Right. And in order to make those go away, he made a payment to this guy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And so, this guy breached what he thought was a done deal. He's, you know, and Ray is saying, I'm sorry I ever interacted with this person. This guy is insane and a danger. The guy is saying... No, Ray Allen and I were in a relationship. We were in a romantic relationship. And then he decided to try and cover it up.
And he knew I was a man.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes. And Ray Allen and his attorney. Ray Allen, through his attorney, is saying that's all made up. That's BS.
Hmm. There's his wife and kids going, what about us?
Right.
And his dog.
His dog. Woof, 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 woof. Like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Maybe the dog was there. And he's like, I've seen things while my mommy isn't home.
Right.
Right.
Because it can play out. And like don't that. You? This is
Get
one of those
here,
situations
dog.
That.
I'm getting freaky deaky. Get
right.
out of here.
Either way, it's creepy.
It is.
Either Ray Allen has this creepy guy following him around, posting all these pictures outside of places he's hanging out to try to extort more money for other stuff. Or Ray Allen is in this illicit relationship and then decides that he's going to make threats at this at his new boo, his side action boo, to keep
money.
Him quiet. And then when he wants keeping it
that.
Quiet, then he's going to start making threats at him. So either way, it's like if the threats part of it on either side happened, so creepy.
Regardless, his wife is probably like, wait a second.
Right.
Either scenario is not good for me.
Yes. What are you doing talking to him regardless of who you're talking to?
Wow. Ray Allen, you in some trouble.
Right.
There's some danger right there.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. This has, you know, been the background been going on, you know, obviously for a while. But to have it turn into these crazy violent threats on either side. And you're right. He does have a wife and four kids.
Yes.
You know, to think that there's somebody on either side that's violent like that around this other part of their family.
Oh, boy.
A lot of these stories that we're learning, you know that there's always collateral damage anytime that there's some sort of affair. But the fact that so many of these things now are so pervasive and actually dangerous now, I really feel for the family.
Yeah.
You know, because
posting
you're like,
pictures
wow.
And
yes.
They know where you live.
They're following your kids around. Oh, yuck.
And we're also keep in mind, too, we're not even hearing about the successful payoffs.
Right.
You know, here's $1 million. Be quiet. You know, none of that. Or even the coercion maybe with Harvey Weinstein or the other, you know, men in power.
The Brett Ratners and all these other things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who have said, you know, I'm going to give you a career. And, you know, they're just saying, well, all right, well.
I guess I got to take it because I don't have
a
choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it goes back to our conversation in the last hour about hugging in the Girl Scouts. Does that lead to something else later on and feeling obliged to, well, you bought me dinner. I better... Hug you.
Right.
Or give you a kiss, even though I really don't want to, and
right.
you're gross and nasty.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm just not into it yet. It could be that you're not even gross. It's just I'm not ready for that.
Yes.
But I feel the need to move forward before I'm actually ready, you know, because you were nice to me. So this is just normal response.
Yeah, that's so, what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, that, you know, I am tired. You know, I wow. do tire of the fact that we have to continue to have these stories, but I am glad that we were having these conversations,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it does, you know, it's even gotten us thinking about it on going, how do we respond? What position did we put other people in? What position have I felt that I was put in? So that part of the discussion, I think, is very cathartic and useful.
Yeah.
And will, you know, it has been very positive, even though there's a lot of gross, nasty stuff that we have to talk about right now.
Yeah, that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's just like we're going into this, the shadow that has always been there,
right.
the dark side that we either have ignored or just
there
yeah,
was
the
a veil over it,
shining
like you said.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, it makes you want to kind of get in a rocket ship and just go somewhere into space.
Yes,
doesn't
can
it,
I
Dawn?
Get on a rocket ship?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I think you can. I think you can. I found one for you.
You did?
Yes.
let's jump in. Okay, where are we
all
going?
Right. All right, I have to find the story real quick.
Yes.
Okay, because I wasn't ready, but I was excited.
Yeah.
I was excited when I saw the story, Dawn, because there is a guy who is going to launch a rocket this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Where is he?
Okay, he's in Cali. He's in California, so
okay.
he's not even far. We could get a plane ticket
okay,
for you.
Good.
If you want to go. I don't
you know
if
my
he's...
priority is not going home to my family. It's going to meet random Rocket Man in California. Some issues, but
oh
go
my God,
on.
I gotta find it.
He's self-taught. He's a
yes.
mad scientist. He built his own,
and he doesn't believe in science. I remember reading that from the article. He's like, science is garbage, but I know about physics and all these other. He knows the skills. He has the skill set to get this done.
Okay. So people get
even
inside.
Though he doesn't.
It's not like you're just holding, like straddling it and holding on for dear life.
No.
I mean, you are inside this
straddling
rocket.
Well, this
it.
Is his prototype. So he's a self-taught rocket scientist.
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Mike Hughes, and
mm-hmm.
he is going to launch over California's Gulf Coast, this one. So he spent $20,000 of his own money. Because
wow.
he's a 61-year-old dude who drives, drives for a living.
Okay.
And he has been squirreling away from his $15 an hour job. Up, he got $20,000.
Okay.
And a motorhome.
All right.
That he bought on Craigslist. That he's going to use.
He is a mad
to
scientist.
Attach to Launchpad. And so, his whole thing is that he's like, you know what? The world is scary as hell.
Yeah.
And none of us are getting out of this world alive, so I'm going to go for it. So he put this thing together. He wants to make a name for himself. And he's, you know, he put together a rocket. And he is going to launch it weekend because he says that he knows all about aerodynamics and fluid dynamics and how things move through the area.
Oh,
so he
steam
has this
power
thing.
Too.
Correct. So he put together this rocket.
No. We left the steam powered. It's a steampunk rocket.
It is a steampunk rocket. He also believes the earth is flat.
He is also going to it on. So if you can't make it this weekend, Dawn McClain.
No, she's not going to make it. We will not let her make this voyage.
Do I have to kiss him or hug him?
No.
I don't want to do that either.
Okay. He says he plans to reach an altitude of about 1,800 feet.
Yeah.
Before pulling the two parachutes, but he is also going to put it on internet pay-per-view. I will spot you the $20 or whatever it costs for the internet pay-per-view if you would like to watch it, Dawn.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy. Okay.
Yeah.
He also says that if he doesn't make it, he's left enough food for his four cats.
Anything goes wrong.
All right.
But see, Dawn, we were just talking yesterday.
We love Dawn too much. She's not doing this.
Nope,
no,
that is not what we said yesterday. What we said was if there was a variety of rockets, whatever the first one, and the first prototype, we were willing to let Dawn go ahead and jump on.
I would wait
for the second prototype, and Alexis said that she wasn't waiting. She was only going once they had worked out all the kinks.
Yeah,
so
on
Dawn,
Facebook.
I'm just
you guys
saying,
are Gapster
the
and
only
Facebook
person.
Or...
Yeah, the only person I trust to do this is Elon Musk. That's it.
Yeah, good.
And I will kiss him.
His blow up as well, though.
Yeah.
I want you to be a visionary. I just didn't think when we said we were going to find you a rocket, I didn't anticipate going home yesterday and so quickly finding you said
you're like
rocket.
A rocket story right here.
I was like, it's right here, Dawn, right there. It's in the U.S.
Oh,
please.
My gosh.
I'm sure he liked the company.
I just can't believe this guy thinks the earth is flat still.
He thinks all kinds of... That's why he wants to go to space, so he can actually see if the earth is round or flat. You know what? If you think something, go for it. Prove it.
Yeah.
Live it.
Maybe this rocket will explode. I don't know. And the cats are okay.
I don't think it's going to explode. I think it's not going to work.
Okay.
And then his cats, he can still go home and feed his cats.
Yeah.
Maybe disappointed.
Well, 18,000 feet, right?
1,800.
1,800. Okay, that's good, like, skydiving distance, right, Don? You've done that.
1,800? Yeah. I pull my parachute at 6,000, but you can still pull it at...
That seems low, then.
Whoa, that's less than a third.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
He might be plummeting straight to Earth.
You can. I mean,
that might be faulty math on his part. Now that Don just said that.
It's okay. Yeah, definitely have time to... Yeah, but...
But with a rocket... With a rocket?
God, never mind.
Do your chutes have time to deploy in that distance from the Earth in a rocket?
This is going up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just such an unstable opening. I just feel real scared about it at this point.
Well, yeah.
This is uncomfortable.
It's an adventure.
Yes, it is. It always is.
He spent his own steam-powered rocket. He built it in his garage.
So before I say this, I want to acknowledge that it sounds weird, but is he going to ride the rocket?
It's got a cockpit.
But he is going to ride the rocket.
He's going inside.
Yes, he's going inside.
He's going to be in it.
And there's enough room for one other person.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he an experienced skydiver?
He didn't say that in the article.
I doubt it.
It sounds like he just drives a truck and builds things. Yeah. And he built this rocket.
Yeah.
Built this rocket.
He also plans to run for the California governor, he says, too. So.
Do you?
So there's that also.
This is going to go. He says.
Oh, my gosh. This story is getting weirder.
Do you? He says that he thinks he's going to be able to go 500 miles an hour.
Okay.
For about a mile over the ghost town of Amboy.
Oh, God, help us.
Oh,
no,
it's in
help
a ghost
him.
Town.
We're fine.
Yeah. Wow. It's like whether the.
At least
you
won't land
fall.
On anybody. That's the
true.
Point, is that he picked a spot out in the middle of nowhere-ish where he's not going to hurt anybody.
There's a population of four in Amboy, California.
So he won't hit anybody.
This story deserves an entire hour.
Oh, my God.
I was so excited and joyous when I found this. And go to his website, Don, madmikehughes.com. You can be friends with him.
Oh.
And then he can build you a rocket if this one does not explode.
Thank you.
If he is around afterwards, you should just tell him. But you should build us a rocket. Put that on My Talk. It could be the My Talk 107.1 rocket. And then
ride the rocket.
We'll ride it over Lake Minnetonka.
Right up into the sky. Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's think about that.
I just like to get my friends what they want. And you wanted a rocket, Don?
Uh-huh. Here it is.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Wow. It always feels like a rocket ride with the Dirt Alert, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to do that next.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
No more rhymes now. I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah! Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
This is so awesome and so special. It's Dirt Alert time with Elizabeth Reese, and you're here in person.
Hooray!
Normally, I'm in my little bunker, and normally, Alexis is here by herself. Dawn is in the other room, and Jason is in his studio at Fox, and
We're
I am in
separate.
My bunker at home. We're all separate. Right. Today, everyone is together.
Yes. Dawn is here.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
Right. It's Dawn perfect. And you look perfectly Thanksgivingly adorable today.
Thank you.
You
have a red flannel shirt on and a Love Your Melon hat with a little poof on the top.
A big aggressive tribble on the top of it.
Like so heavy, this little poofy thing on the top of my head that it kind of alarms me. And it also hits the top of my car.
You're going to have to take a picture and put it on our Instagram.
Yes.
I already took it.
Alexis took a little selfie so you can see it. Well, good morning, you guys. Happy almost Thanksgiving. I do have some sad news, and this is that David Cassidy died at the age of 67. Mm. This has been widely reported since last night when we found out that he passed away. But if you're just tuning in, wanted to make sure that you know, he was an iconic 1970s heartthrob, and a rep for the singer says it is with great sadness to announce the passing of our father, our uncle, and our dear friend David Cassidy. David died surrounded by those he loved, with joy in his heart and free from the pain that had gripped him for so long.
Which we think is the silver lining in this story.
It's just a beautiful way to go.
People remembered him so much from all of the things that he did in the 70s when he was a heartthrob, but then he did have a lot of ups and downs in his life.
He dealt with a lot of addiction issues, and so that was ups and downs. And then he revealed his battle with dementia earlier this year.
And so the fact that he was at least able to take some time off of the road and spend some time with his family before this actually happened, I think, is the only bright side of the thing.
His nephew took to Twitter to pay tribute to his uncle. He's a Christian rock singer, Jack Cassidy. And then he also had two children, Katie and Beau Cassidy. So there are all sorts of tributes to David Cassidy today. Oh, man.
I'm 67. Just think, I was so young.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing that'll make us feel a little bit better about this. I hated the Partridge Family when I was a little kid.
Okay. This is supposed to make us feel better?
Yeah, just because I figure. I just figure out spin
song,
it.
I think I love you.
I like David Cassidy fine, but I was always disappointed when the Partridge thing. I thought it was going to be a cartoon.
Oh.
And then it was people.
You thought it was going to be about birds.
Right. And I'm like, singing birds. No,
not
singing birds.
It was not singing birds.
It was just
a pear tree.
No.
There were no pear trees involved.
No.
That was the biggest disappointment of Michelle's life.
It really was. I remember as a kid, I'm like, neat. Aw.
The Partridge family. Not birds in a pear tree.
Right.
All right, listen, here's what's going on CBS. This is an interesting story from Page 6 this morning, that CBS this morning is begging Oprah Winfrey to fill in for Charlie Rose.
I doubt she'll do it, though.
I doubt she'll do it, too, but it's her best friend, Gail.
Right.
So it apparently took them 5 years of courting Miss Winfrey to get her to be on 60 Minutes as a special correspondent. I don't know if she is interested in waking up before dawn to get herself.
I'm not even interested in doing
that.
No, my name is Dawn, and I do it.
And we do it. Yeah.
I don't know if Oprah's going
to
want
to
do it.
Especially to fill a void that a man ruined.
Yeah.
I just don't see her coming in. I'm going to rescue it. I don't see it.
I don't necessarily see it either. They're apparently dying to get her in. And what is interesting, and we were talking about this yesterday, as this whole Charlie Rose thing has developed, and as Charlie Rose was fired from CBS in the wake of sexual harassment allegations, that CBS does not have a deep bench when it comes particularly to men. They've got Jeff Glor now anchoring the CBS Evening News, taking over for Scott Pelley after, you know, Scott and his boss both threw mutual hissy fits. And then, you know, now he's off the anchor desk. And no one even knows who Jeff Glor is. They really don't have a deep bench
of
men.
We couldn't think about it. We were like, Jeff.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's good. He's just not very well known.
No.
I mean, I would assume he'll become more well known now.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get a superstar to come in an anchor, because without a star, according to these sources, it's just Charlie's gone.
Yes. But it kind of should be.
I know, but you know,
I don't want everybody else to be to.
But you know who pays the price? Nora and Gail, who have just been like working their bums off to make that show from nothing to something that's actually worth watching. And now they're totally like left in a lurch, trying to figure out what to do, all because Charlie couldn't keep his robe tethered.
Right. And I feel bad for every person that's ancillary damage in all of these stories, you know. But I don't feel bad for the company. I feel bad for the other people.
But they should feel that chair. They really should. I mean, maybe at yesterday that was great. It was an impactful moment.
It
you
absolutely
saw an empty
was.
Chair. But beyond now, let's move on.
Let's move on.
And Gail and Nora have worked hard at it. Maybe they increased their roles.
They're so good.
Yes.
They're so good. Gail was on Stephen Colbert last night, and she was talking about how sad she was. Jennifer Garner says she has not gone on a date since splitting from Ben Affleck. You know what?
Yeah, hey.
And Ben Affleck is like moving in with some blonde.
Oh,
but
well,
I think that has to be
blonde.
You know what? Not that. Yeah, I understand, though, if you're Jennifer Garner, why you want to take a break sometimes. Because especially,
she had to deal with Ben.
I haven't even dated since she broke up with Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
I'm the same. I'm just supporting her.
Yes.
Solidarity. When Jen goes on a date, Don will go on a date.
That's right.
Don, you're a hot tamale, honey. You got them lining up.
Oh, girl, thank you.
Have a great day. Nice to be with you.
Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving.
Nice to see you, Elizabeth. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. When we come back, we've got a birthday prank replay. Oh, it's a good one. Grocery store cards and lots of fun with Don.
Isn't it fun to wake up with someone you like for a change? Sorry, it's been a rough couple months for me. I'm working on it. Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
8:32 on your Wednesday morning, November 22nd. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving already. Whoa, it's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming at mytalk1071.com. Miss Shannon in for Jace today.
I'm going to immediately leave from here and go to the grocery store and get it done before everybody gets off work.
Do it. That's
it right
good
now.
Time.
Because nobody will be there yet, even though it's still last minute.
Oh, really?
I don't know,
girl.
In comparison, if I wait until 5 o'clock this afternoon when everybody get off work.
Touche.
Yeah, that's true.
Touche.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, and that means birthday prank time. And we can't find the open, so you know what, Shannon?
Okay, do it.
What?
Birthday pranks with Jason and Don, but not Alexis because she's bad at lying.
To people.
Yay.
Here's Don.
Is this Mike?
Yes, it is. Speaking.
Hey, Mike. Today is the day that we are going to prank your wife, Cassandra, for her birthday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, she listens to my talk all the time, so hopefully she won't realize that she's being pranked. I hope not. But tell us about her obsession with the grocery store card.
Well, it is a borderline paranoia. She now, when you buy your groceries, you know how you scan the card.
Yeah.
Well, she is paranoid that it is tracking her every move, her every purchase. Like, it is some sort of tracking device that knows everything about her and more.
Well, it kind of does, but I'm going to be calling and making her even more paranoid about this.
Excellent.
Sound good? All right, great. Well, let me just, I will get her on the phone, and then you just be quiet in the background, and then at the end I'll bring you on, and we can tell her it's all a big joke, okay?
You got it. Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cassandra?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we just wanted to try to reach you. This is Mildred from
local grocery store.
Down the road from you here.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, well, I've been better, to be honest with you. We've had some real issues here locally with our location here. Somebody's really compromised our systems here, and a hacker has come through and stole many customers, a bunch of account information from our rewards card program.
What?
It's like, real. I know.
Credit card or?
No, not your credit card, hon. Just your rewards card, you know, when you scan your items at the end and we put in what items you've purchased.
And someone stole that information from everyone?
Yeah, pretty much all of our customers. So it's been a horrible day. I've been having to make phone calls. Well, actually, for the last week here. So, we just wanted to ask you a few questions about all of your the purchases that you made. And
okay. Well, what does that mean? I mean, they have like all my, they know everything that I've
bought in the past.
And
yeah. That's what the problem is. Is see, what these people want to do is they want to sell these lists to companies, and then they get to market to you, and they know that you bought certain products and things, and that's sure annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, how do we fix it? How do we make sure they don't keep seeing my stuff?
Well, I'm going to get to that in just a second here, hon, but I wanted to run through. We're trying to track down which companies are buying these illegal lists here, and so I just wanted to know if you have gotten a bunch of different ads in your email account and free products and samples, especially looks like you buy quite a bit of Vagisil Feminine Wash.
Okay. Well, I did actually get some free, like, tampons in the mail. They just came, like, two tampons,
oh,
the trial size.
Yeah. Well, you know, all that kind of feminine stuff is all tied in together, so it doesn't surprise me that they'd be in cahoots.
Okay.
Anything else? You find any, like, free condoms in the mail? That's real embarrassing.
Oh, no, that has not come in the mail.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I always get ads in my email.
Do
all
ya?
The time.
Oh, God. What kind of email? Is it from condoms?
No, not condom emails. But, I mean, I just in general, just like all sorts of ads. So I guess that's probably what it is they found my information and they're sending me the stuff. You know, I say this all the time, that, like, they are out there tracking everything that we're buying.
Oh, hon, I know. You know, another thing is panty liners. Have you gotten any ads for panty liners?
I don't, specifically panty liners, I don't think so.
What about just other maxi pads?
No, but I don't really buy maxi pads.
Okay, Vagisil, though. You definitely got the Vagisil once.
Probably,
okay.
I guess.
All right. Well, the problem here is that these hackers, they want to do that. Like I said, they want to send free samples, and the more hits they get on each customer, the better. And they're just making loads of cash off of this. we've had this problem up in Coon Rapids. It happened up in Duluth. It's just been so horrible, and we really do apologize.
Well, what are we going to do? I mean, like, I like to get the discounts, but I don't want anybody tracking my purchases. I don't think I'm going to use this card anymore.
Yeah, well,
like,
what?
You need to have a system where I can just get the discounts and not have to use the card.
Well,
I stop there all the time.
Well, would you like to sign up for our new rewards program? Because we got another thing going on here that's a little bit more secure.
Well, I don't know. This makes me very uncomfortable. I really don't like that people are getting my information and knowing what I'm buying.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't want anyone to know that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you do see an increase in one of the biggest ones is that feminine wash that I mentioned. So if you see any more of those free samples coming through the mail, any kind of emails, you just let us know, okay? Now, actually,
okay.
Because of your trouble, I got my manager over here, and he's offering $50 gift cards over here to the store, so you can use it at any time in your convenience, okay?
Okay, here, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, let me get Mike on the phone here for you. Hey, Mike?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, why don't you tell Cassandra, your wife, that she's been birthday pranked?
Me. You
what?
Just got pranked.
It's your birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
hey,
on behalf of Jason and Alexis in the morning, this is Dawn McClain. We just wanted to thank you for being a good sport. And we will send you a free bottle of Vagisil.
Dawn!
This is wonderful.
Talking about my...
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much, like I said, for being a good sport. And don't worry, you have not been hacked.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're crazy.
All right. Well, you guys work that out on your own. And once again, happy birthday from Jason and Alexis.
Thank you.
Oh,
that was adorable.
Dawn, you got that accent down.
Yes.
Oh, man. Anything. Uncomfortable. Vagisil. Condoms.
Panty
liners. Pads. Yeah.
I like it. She's like, you've been birthday brand. She's like, thanks.
Thank you. No question mark.
He kind of wanted that
birthday.
$50 gift card.
I know.
That's a little something for her trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I just love it. Oh, if you want to share that, we'll have that on our website after the show, mytalk1071.com. So we're all off tomorrow, so we have some best of shows that we'll be playing in segments. So lots of fun to listen to still tomorrow. And then on Friday, we will be live.
Right.
We're going to be live from 6 to 8 and then
yes.
in 2-hour increments for all the other shows too. So as you're shopping, finding some deals, make sure you give us a call and let us know what to do, where to go, and of course also
all the fun that you're having so we can live vicariously.
And you're really
you.
Helping exactly. other people that are listening.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
And where we should go after our broadcast.
Yes.
Yes, on our Black Friday. When we come back, we're going to check in with Marley and see what's coming up on Dawn and Marley.
The radio home of, oh my God, he was so good in Fargo Season 2. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back, 8:46. Jason and Alexis on My Talk 107.1. Jay's still not feeling well, so he is home resting. Miss Shannon hanging out with Dawn and me.
Yes.
Dawn and Marley is coming up next from 9 to noon. And we'll be checking in with Marley in just a little bit. We have a fun study to tell you about. And we're already getting some Black Friday deals. Tana, she tweeted us. She says, Happy Thanksgiving. No Black Friday shopping, but Black Friday drinking.
Ooh.
Keep this in mind if you're going to the Shops at Arbor Lakes in Maple Grove. Omni Brewing, a one-day pop-up brew shop.
Oh.
So smart.
And Omni Brewing, I've worked with them. I did their anniversary show.
Oh, yeah.
They're a great local brewery over in Maple Grove. They have some fantastic beer products over there. And I'm not
that
a beer person. That and some
shopping.
Ciders. They have all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I love cider.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Cool. All right. Well, we also have some, my Christmas stuff is up already because I had some little elves that helped me, my nephews and niece, and thought, hey, free child labor. They're excited. Let's do it. Trees up, ceramic trees up, nativity scenes already.
So they're all excited. So I get that.
Yes.
Get that.
But Dawn, there's good news with this, right? Putting yourself up early.
Yes, you don't need to feel guilty about this if people are giving you trouble about it, because
yes, Shannon,
it can actually it can be good for your health.
Oh,
how?
They say in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke those strong feelings of the childhood. And this is coming from a psychoanalyst, Steve McCowan. And he says decorations are simply an anchor or pathway to those old childhood magical emotions of excitement. So putting up those Christmas decorations early extends the excitement and it makes you happier overall, leading to less stress and good health.
Fine.
So they're saying it equals happiness. If you're feeling a little down,
put them up.
Put up your Christmas decorations. I really got excited because I saw a couple of people with their lights on the outside as well. And I'm like, good. Yes.
They're ready.
It. Yeah.
There's something. This has never been me, ever. Usually we don't put them up at all. Or they go up December 24th.
Yeah.
And then they stay up till like February, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the stress of the thought of doing it sometimes just becomes overwhelming and then you just don't do it.
I'm not anti.
Now that they're up,
you feel better?
Like, wow, I don't have to worry about this. This is great.
I am
great.
Not
Why haven't
anti-decoration. I just like to have it go.
Compartmentalized,
correct.
Right?
Correct. So I'm like, once I get through Thanksgiving, then we can go full on Christmas,
yes.
And it is a winter wonderland in our house
this weekend.
So that's really what Cyclone Kid and I usually do is after Thanksgiving, then I go get all the stuff out.
Yep,
and we do it. And every year we go buy a new ornament. He and I, so we get a new ornament that we got a thing, so we can kind of each year kind of add that whole thing. So we get to pick a new ornament and add it to the tree.
Yes.
And so it is a lot more fun for me. There was a couple of years in between after I got divorced, where it's just me putting up the tree by myself, and I was very Charlie Brown Christmas at my house. It was like the first year I was not holiday cheery, but then the next year I was like, okay, shake it off, and I was a lot better, and I put up the tree by myself anyway.
Yeah.
But it is more fun now that he's older and we do it together.
Yeah, you can be part of it.
Yes, and he like cares about putting up the tree. So now it's neat.
Yeah, we had a problem with the kids because they're short. They're 7 and under. So like it was really bottom heavy. And so some of them we just kept because it's just so cute.
It is.
They're like all bunched together in one little area. And
see, what ours is, because we have the fake tree as well. So we put it, it's a short-ish one that I put on a table.
Yeah.
So we just decorate it on the floor and then I pick the whole thing up. So what I have to do is it'll be all on one side. I'm like, no, buddy, you got to come over here.
Yeah.
And put some over here, too. You can't just put them all on that side. The whole tree will just topple over because it's all on the left. So
exactly. Yeah. What were you going to say, Dawn?
I was going to say that when I had cats, don't anymore, but they thought it was a real tree, I guess, and they would every day try to climb it and be inside of it.
My cat used to do that. She does not do that anymore.
You're 11 pounds, and you need to get out of this fake tree because then they knock it over.
Over and over and over again.
Yes.
And then I would still find, you know, just months later, you would find, there's an ornament underneath the couch that they're, you know, batting around. But that's the fun of having animals, I think.
I used
sometimes
to have to tie mine, like tether it to the ceiling.
Because
I knew they were going to
make sure it doesn't topple
over. So I got like a toggle and I put it in our ceiling that year.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I was tired of picking up the tree. And that helped.
That does.
Then it was tethered there and they couldn't knock it over. I'm like, climb it. I give up telling you not to climb it. You're a cat. You don't listen.
Yep. I've seen people hang them upside down. From the ceiling on Pinterest because of the animals.
That's funny.
So it just kind of hangs, like mistletoe, except a tree.
But
that's funny. I like that idea. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Marley's here.
Hey, Marley.
Hi,
guys.
Girl.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, you know, we're just, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes.
And we're just thinking about all the things we need to do and, you know, family and all that good stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, and eating.
Is anyone here cooking?
Yes.
Not the entire thing,
but I'm cooking a number of the things that go there.
What are you cooking?
I have to make the green bean hot dish.
Yum.
I have to make the macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
And then I am also responsible for one appetizer, which I have now decided based upon our conversation yesterday, I'm going to make Brussels sprout sliders.
You're doing it. You with tempeh? Are.
Yes. I'm going to make breast. Because I could either have an appetizer or the desserts. My sister's so good at desserts, I'm going to let her keep all that. So I'm going to do the Brussels sprout sliders and see what everybody thinks.
Yeah, see what they think. Don't tell
it
them
It might be
inside.
Very polarizing.
Well, it looked good. Right. I know it depends on if you're looking for meat. That's not the answer. But are you cooking, Marley?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well, oh, wow.
She's like, how dare you?
She's like, how dare you even
I
ask?
I don't cook any other time of the year. Nobody wants me to cook Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you saw Waitress last night.
I did.
I was across the street watching Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Oh, you were?
Which was fantastic. I loved it.
Nice.
Curtis Blow, the DJ, you know.
Where was that? Like the state?
State Theater. Okay. Yeah, and it's actually a collaboration with the Hennepin Theater Trust and the Ordway. So, cool. It was so good.
Cool.
So good. How was, I don't know. You're probably going to talk about that.
Yeah, I will tell you about it. Mm-hmm. Donna's out today, so Steve and Ryan are in with me.
Nice.
We're going to start with Waitress right off the bat.
Perfect.
I'm really, really excited to share.
With Sarah Bareilles and her music, I bet it was just really fun.
Yes, okay. We're also going to call the Butterball Hotline. Steve's been talking about it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We know Colleen and Bradley did it yesterday,
yes.
But we are going to call. Steve has tales from the Butterball Turkey Hotline, and he also has... a specific way he wants to get in touch with the people that are working at the Butterball Hotline. So,
I'm afraid.
Let's just say he'll be asking questions that you don't expect.
Oh, God.
And they're probably not going to help you, but hopefully they're entertaining nonetheless.
Oh, good. Could it embarrass the person answering the phone?
He's not going to try and embarrass them, but he wants to get to know them.
Oh, geez. He needs friends.
He wants to dig deeper.
Okay, Shannon.
Yeah. He does.
He's making friends on the Butterball Line.
Shannon, he hasn't introduced himself to any of his neighbors, but he's friends with the people.
Or maybe he just talks to toddlers too much.
You guys,
maybe.
Have you guys heard that by the way, he's probably listening right now because he's on his way in, but he wants to encourage all of his neighbors who he may or may not know. I'm not really sure.
He doesn't yet. He said that. He
hasn't. Really? Oh, okay. No. Well, that makes this even worse because he told us the other day that he wanted to somehow gently encourage his neighbors to light their trees in their front yard. And Donna and I go, Steve, you can't do that. You can't be that neighbor.
Oh, I think he should, but he should go up and just say, hey, because he bought the light thing to do it. I say, just walk up to your neighbors and go, I bought the thing. Why don't you put up some lights?
I know,
what
but it's still
needed.
Just
thing?
Get it over there. You need a special implement.
Generator?
No, you need a special implement to put them far enough up into the tree.
Yes. He has the thing that you can, you know, ladder.
Oh, like a reacher.
The light's really high. That said, Shannon, I mean, those neighbors would still have to go buy all the lights.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he passing out lights too? No, Steve, no. No.
He's right here.
Steve, no.
Yes, Steve,
no.
Do it. Do it.
No.
There he is. The man himself.
That's going to be
real fun. Oh, my gosh, he smells so good.
Oh, talking about that.
Gosh. Wafting into the room.
Oh, you have a hat on. I thought you had a really weird wig on.
Bye, everybody. See you on Friday.
Bye, you beauts. Have a great Thanksgiving.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You talking to me?
Entertainment.